Welcome to the Eye on Ohio podcast series brought to you by the Ohio Center for Journalism and the Radio Free Entertainment Network. The Ohio Center for Journalism, Eye on Ohio, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit news source. We aim not only to provide meaningful, in-depth coverage and to investigate our state and its government, we are focused on becoming a business incubator. We are committed to fostering ideas that will innovate how news can be delivered. Our mission is to promote the public good by pursuing in-depth, underreported, and high-impact journalism, which exposes injustice and explores its consequences. Our reporting investigates the truth, holds those in power accountable, and seeks solutions. Eye on Ohio distributes our stories across platforms to other media outlets throughout the state. These relationships are key because we rely on our media partners for their expertise in each city. And by collaborating with other local media, we greatly increase Eye on Ohio distribution. Newspapers continue to be a vital source of information to community, and their dedicated reporters, though far fewer, have produced great coverage. Eye on Ohio is here to tell those stories. Let's listen to the Eye on Ohio podcast series brought to you by the Ohio Center for Journalism and the Radio Free Entertainment Network. Hi, and welcome to the Eye on Ohio podcast series. I'm your host for this week's episode, Christavis D. And of course, I'd like to say thank you for tuning into this podcast series. We'd like to thank the Ohio Center for Journalism and the Radio Free Entertainment Network. We'll be discussing who we are, what we do, why we do it, and how you can get involved. So let's get started. The Ohio Center for Journalism, Eye on Ohio, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit news source. We aim not only to provide meaningful, in-depth coverage and to investigate our state and its government, we are focused on becoming a business incubator. We're committed to fostering ideas that will innovate how news can be delivered, and our mission is to promote the public good by pursuing in-depth, underreported, and high-impact journalism, which exposes injustice and explores its consequences. Our reporting investigates the truth, holds those in power accountable, and seeks solutions. Eye on Ohio distributes our stories across platforms to other media outlets throughout the state. These relationships are key because we rely on media partners for their expertise in each city. And by collaborating with local media, we greatly increase our distribution. In return, they get great free content. So far, we've appeared in 168 different newspapers, radio stations, and websites throughout the country, reaching a total audience of approximately 2.5 million. Before the internet, newspapers essentially sold two products. The first was exposure, and the second was knowledge. Advertisers paid money to access potential buyers, and readers could stay well informed. The second, civic value, public knowledge, benefits the whole community. It encourages transparency, government accountability, and it fosters a sense of place. Today, more than ever, people are reading the news, and more often as news can be instantly accessed via smartphone. However, the number of investigative pieces has significantly dropped, especially for local news. As ad dollars have migrated to places where advertisers get more bang for their buck, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of newspaper journalists in the U.S. declined 60% between 1990 and 2016. Between 2004 and the end of 2019, approximately 2,100 local newspapers closed entirely, leaving 3,143 counties with no newspaper at all. At major metro papers, circulation dropped by a median 41%. For example, the Cleveland Plain Dealer once had 340 journalists. It now has zero. Its web equivalent, Cleveland.com, has 50. Controlling for population, Cleveland has 51% fewer reporters than it did at its peak in 2004. A sample of 2,000 stories in Cleveland in 2019 found that just 11% were original, local, and served a critical information needed. Newspapers continue to be a vital source of information to the community, and their dedicated reporters, though far fewer, have produced great coverage. For example, the Cincinnati Inquirer won the Pulitzer Prize in 2018 for their opioid coverage. But the Inquirer only has about a quarter of the reporters that it had at its peak. How many other important stories are going untold? I want to just thank you guys for listening to Eye on Ohio podcast today series. It's brought to you by the Ohio Center for Journalism and the Radio Free Entertainment Network. Make sure you tell a friend and share this podcast. I want to just thank you once again for being a participant. If you have an idea for a podcast or breaking news, or even if you want to be a guest, please send your story to info@ionohio.org. That email, once again, is info@ionohio.org. Thank you for listening to the Ion Ohio podcast series. Till next time, see you later. Thank you for listening to the Ion Ohio podcast series brought to you by the Ohio Center for Journalism and the Radio Free Entertainment Network. Make sure you tell a friend and share this podcast. If you have an idea for a podcast or breaking news, please send your story to info@ionohio.org. That once again is info@ionohio.org. Thank you for listening.